You're described as one of the world's foremost researchers behind the theory of cold dark matter, a substance that makes up, what, 85%, around 85% of the universe. Have you ever had one of those eureka moments when you sat maybe having a cup of tea?
Well, science, as I think Edison was the first to say this, and Einstein is actually blamed for saying this, science is 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration. So most of science is a lot of hard work. It's actually difficult. But I have had a few moments when everything's clicked. And that first one I remember is actually some years ago when, well, what I do essentially is to do computer simulations of the universe. So my colleagues and I at Durham, we have a very big computer, one of the biggest actually in the UK. And what we do is make universes in the computer, which we then compare to the real thing. The first time a universe came out of our computers that looked a lot like the real thing, that was a eureka moment. And that's where you have to make assumptions in order to make these models, computer models of the universe, and one of them has to do with the identity of the dark matter, which, as you say, is what most of the mass of the universe is. And we seem to have made an assumption that has a lot of merit, because the universes we make in the computer are very similar to the one, the real one, the one that's out there.
Yeah. You pay tribute to your colleagues at Durham University as well. What is it like to work in that kind of environment where, to people like me as an outsider at least, everybody you work with is considered to be a genius?
Well, I must say it's very challenging. It's exhilarating. You have to be on the dot, because we get the Institute for Computational Cosmology in Durham University. We get some of the best people from all over the world. And it really is exhilarating. The work we do is a collaborative effort. We need experts on everything from computer science to observational astronomy to theoretical physics. So it's just really a joy to work in an institute like that. Very international. Most of the people, many of their students and researchers come from all over the world. So it really is an exhilarating experience. And I regard, I must say, this award really as an award as a recognition of the work of my whole team, rather than just a personal accolade.
And you're about to get a nice new building to hang that gold medal in. How excited are you then about this? It's £10 million, isn't it, the Ogden Centre?
Yes, that is terrific. So this is one of the most exciting developments, I think, in the university in recent years. We managed to appoint, after a very careful selection procedure, one of the top architects in the world to build a new building to house this activity that I'm involved in, together with other activity in fundamental physics and astronomy. And in fact, we have a public consultation next week. Anybody who's in the area and wants to see what the new building is proposed would look like is very welcome to attend this public consultation. And I think it's very, very exciting. We're planning to have a building, if everything goes well, of course, and we're planning permission and so on, in about 2 years' time. And it will be a real jewel, an architectural jewel, as well as housing an excellent centre for fundamental research.
It's been a real joy to speak to you tonight. We must leave it there, but thank you so much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
We just know how busy you are. Professor Carlos Frenk, who's up there now with Einstein, Hubble, Hawking, and you can add Frenk at the end. Brilliant stuff.